Everybody loves affirmation. Give me an attaboy, attagirl. You know, it's a great feeling, right? Whether it's from your boss at work, your husband or wife, maybe, you know, just, I did good, right? It starts from a very young age. You know, you think of even in the classroom, right? There was nothing greater than that feeling when a teacher asked a question and you got it right, right? I mean, I've never done drugs, but I'm like, I think that's what that feeling would be like. Like, yep, nailed it. Who's the smartest in the room? This guy, right? And you can ride that high. You're like, I am doing this. I am doing something, right? Getting that affirmation, getting called upon, knowing the answer. It's a great, great feeling. Last week, we heard Jesus say, who do you say that I am, right? And Peter says, you are the Christ. You are the Son of the living God. Well done, Peter. You're the rock upon which I will build my church. Peter was riding high. Yes, Lord. I am the rock. I am the disciple. I am the man. And then this gospel continues the story. Few lines later. Look how good and faithful I am, Lord. Heaven forbid you will go to suffer and die. It cannot be the way. I am your disciple. I will not allow it to happen, Lord. Get behind me, Satan. In just a few lines of text in the gospel, he goes from being the rock, the best student, the best disciple, to those words that had to cut him to the very core. Get behind me, Satan. You are thinking not as God does, but as human beings do. And I think how much that had to have hurt Peter. But that is exactly what it means to be a disciple. Because we have this idea, we have this mentality of what it means to follow the Lord. And we think sometimes it's just riding high. It's about following him into glory. Right? That's what they were seeking. They were seeking the Messiah. He was the one who was to conquer all things, conquer sin, conquer death, conquer their enemies. He was to be the king who would ride triumphantly. And here he says that he's going to suffer and die. Heaven forbid, Lord. This would never happen. The cross shall not pass. And Jesus says the cross must come to pass. And you must allow it to happen. Because this world is fleeting. It is passing. It is nothing. If we seek to gain all the comforts of this world, then we do not know what is to come. We will have already gained our joy here. To be my disciple means that you have to pick up your cross. That you have to suffer daily. And you have to follow me. And that's the toughest part of our discipleship, is to say, Lord, to follow you means hardships. It means sufferings. That's why I love Jeremiah, the first reading. It's one of my favorite scriptural quotes. It's become almost a curse word to me. You duped me, Lord. And I allowed myself to be duped. How many times I just look up at the heavens and go, you duped me again, Lord, right? You duped me. I thought following you was supposed to be the good way, Lord. It's supposed to be the easy way. Being all it leads is the more suffering, more hardship. St. Teresa of Avila, when she wrote her Interior Castle, that's what she says, Lord, the closer I come to you, the harder my life is. The Lord says it is going to be hardships. It is going to be struggles. It is going to be a difficult way. She says, Lord, if this is how you treat your friends, then dear Lord, don't show me how you treat your enemies. Why would anybody want to follow? He says, because this world was not made for us. There is something better yet to come. We have to persevere. We have to be willing to struggle through this. We have to be willing to trust. And sometimes that's the hardest thing that we can do. We want to seek comfort because that's what the world says to us. That's what Satan is whispering. No, you are a disciple of Jesus Christ. God should take care of you. God says, I will in time. But now we persevere through the difficulties. We have sickness, we have death, we have hardships. There will be moments of affirmation. There will be moments of consolation. There will be a lot of good and joy on this earth. For God created all things and says it is good. But then we must pick up our cross. And we must continue to say, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God, and I trust, I believe, I follow. Through the hardships, through the difficulties, we will not waver, but we will allow you to show me where you need me, where you lead me, and we will persevere. Amen.